I always connected more with New Moon. I really understood where he was coming from, and I wanted to get more of the character which he shows in New Moon in Twilight, but it was difficult to make, you know, everyone was worried he'd look too depressing. It would be too depressing all the time. So, so it ended up being kind of odd in Twilight, but in this one I really understood it well.
I think that the reason Twilight felt sort of kinetic, like a very, like the energy was like sort of hard to grasp, was because the whole story was about not being able to grasp that energy, but going after it with full force and not caring about the consequences. And that sort of infiltrates New Moon because she's been told that she was absolutely wrong. And so now it's a more considerate, mature approach to the same ideas. But I think maybe tonally, New Moon is different in that it also becomes more dangerous. It becomes more real.
I like to think of it as it takes everything Rob and Kristen, or Bella and Edward, created in Twilight and destroys it at the beginning when he leaves, and then it has to rebuild it, or Jacob, you know, has to rebuild Bella, and then it's kind of destroyed at the end again. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's all over the place. You'll experience so many different feelings watching this film.
It definitely flowed. I mean, I remember reading the first page and the last page when I first got it, and I was like, oh, God. And I mean, the last line is kind of out of context, seems incredibly cheesy. And when I read it, I was like, oh, I actually really like it. And I put me off reading it for about a month afterwards. And then I read it, and when I finally read it, I was like, oh, that works. And so I was kind of really looking forward to doing it.